Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. The Ann got a little southern there on me. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squidbill. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. And back there we have our resident Eagles fan, Mr. Dylan Dallin Matthews, in the house. And boy, there is no shortage of news in Atlanta sports this week. I'm used to the, like, always talk about it when the season ends for the Falcons. It's kind of like it's a seasonal depression, because you're kind of moving out of having a lot of stuff to do, and you go into this, you know, what do I do with my time?
Mm-hmm.
And that has not hit yet, because there's press conferences aplenty right now.
Yeah, you're so spot on. And this is one of the reasons I asked Dylan yesterday about Quinn Snyder, because when I was thinking about yesterday's show and we're having all these conversations about head coach of the Atlanta Falcons,
yeah,
it hit me that Quinn Snyder is, and I don't want to discredit any tier of sport in the city, but I was like, Quinn Snyder of the major four sports in town, he's the longest tenured head coach somehow, which is mind-boggling at this point, because he's been around, what, 2 years? maybe a little bit longer. I'm going, how is Quinn Snyder suddenly, of the four major sports, the longest tenured head guy? So you're right. There's like this non-shortage of just topics and turnover when it comes to this city right now.
I have had to intentionally put my phone down, because I keep refreshing for more information, looking, because every time I pick it up, there's something new going on, because it's just a flood of information. So let's get to it. Here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. Former Falcons head coach Raheem Morris has a few head coaching interviews next week, meeting with the Cardinals, Giants, Titans, Georgia Bulldogs, cornerback Dalen Everett, defensive lineman Kristen Miller, linebacker CJ Allen, and wide receiver Zachariah Branch. They have all declared for the NFL draft. Today, Arthur Blank will be holding a press conference at 11:20 to address all the changes within the Falcons organization. Of course, you can hear it live right here on 92.9 The Game. We'll dig into this a bit more at 6:20. But right now, of course, we got to talk about the Hawks. They beat the Pelicans last night, 117-100. They're going to play again tomorrow against the Nuggets. That's really taking a backseat, though, to the Trae Young news. Trae is no longer a Hawk. He's been traded to the Wizards for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. Go ahead, Get your calls in now, 404-726-0929. We want to hear from you. And here is Zachary Richechet saying the locker room was emotional when Trey spoke.
It was deep. Yeah, it was a lot of emotions I felt from both parts. And yeah, just like us players, we know, and he let us know that he was always going to be there for us. And it was like, no matter what, he was going to be happy to see us succeed and just see us playing. And that's how we feel about him too, you know. It was deep.
Yeah, it's been... I did this yesterday a little bit, and I'll go ahead and do it again. You just have to give credit to Trey, all right, that things ended this way, as amicably as possible, mm-hmm. between the two sides. I know that the trade was kind of broke by Shams during the fourth quarter. You heard the conversation with Richechet speaking to the team afterwards. And, there was a video that came out of Trey doing the three-point shot from the bench, like he always does, and kind of giving the peace sign, like, I'm out of here. Last time I'll do that. So... I mean, you can break the trade down a bunch of different ways, and I'm sure we will throughout the show, but that was my overall takeaway, is it's a sad ending, it's a necessary ending, but it's going to feel weird not seeing Trae Young in a Hawks uniform after all these years.
Yeah, that's going to be weird. I'm not sure when we're going to see him in a Wizards uniform, to be honest, based on some of the things you're reading, that they could kind of want to shut him. They could shut him down if they wanted for the rest of the year. Kind of like there was another deal that happened last year the same way. I don't know. Like Zeno tweeted that it feels like they didn't get enough. And I would say, well, what is his trade value? He's got a player opt in, which I actually 100% feel he was going to opt in, because I think he that's a guaranteed, what, like $50-60 million.
Yeah.
I think you're opting in on that, but it begs the question, and I've asked this before, do we think more of Trae Young in this city than the rest of the league does? And you have to look at the reminders around the league. Never makes the All-Star team unless it's a replacement. I think he's made it once when it wasn't. Never is asked to be on the Olympic team. What is Trae Young viewed in the rest of the league? And I understand that there's some people that are happy. There's some people that are like, well, you didn't build around him. Well, it's not like they didn't try. And don't call me about the DeJounte Murray trade and say that was dumb. Trae signed off on that. Trae wanted that. Trae literally went out there and met with DeJounte and Hawks brass for that trade to happen. So don't tell me Trey didn't want that. And that whole trade was so Trey didn't get isolated, alone, and taken out of ball games like he did in the Miami series. So
and just, I'm sorry, real quick, Bo, and you lost the GM, a very good GM, who Trey is oddly enough now reunited with in Travis Schlenk. You lost him because he didn't want to do that trade, and Trey did, and they picked Trey over Travis, essentially.
Yeah, and Trey, and I know that Trey and Travis have a decent relationship, but still – that's the fact. Travis is actually in Washington right now as a special advisor, which I know you know. But it felt like you had hit the point where you had to do this. I'm not sure why we were, some portion of our fan base were not ready to move on. It just felt like it had to happen, You know, I don't know. I didn't ever see it happening here. I don't ever see long-term sustainability. You had 2021, and that feels like it was 50 years ago.
I think that it would be fair to say for me that I am both a fan of the trade because of the timing, but also understanding that if this is a trade you make a year ago, that the value is probably different for Trae Young. The game, and Dylan, you chime in on this. The game has changed so much over the last couple of years that Trae Young, what he was or what we thought he could be 2, 3, 4 years ago, is completely different now. And he's had some regression. You know, he's been an average three-point shooter. He's not quite as explosive as he was probably 3 years ago. But also, the NBA has completely pivoted away from it feels like to me smaller point guards don't play defense. Like that is just something I don't think a lot of people are coveting right now.
It's crazy because the NBA started out as a big man's game. Then we saw Steph Curry kind of change the game, and for him, obviously he came in ability, but he's been able to become like a pesky defender. He's still not great, but he's still, you know, he's holds his own. And that kind of opened the door for the Trae Youngs of the world. Now it's kind of turned into a big man's game again, where you're seeing bigger guards like a Stephon Castle, a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and you're relying on bigger, more versatile players now, like a Cooper Flagg and Chet Holmgren's and the Wembys of the world. So it's kind of turned back into a big man's game again. And like you said, just guards of Trae Young's stature who can't play defense, and if you're just going to be an average three-point shooter, it's not a lot of room for you, and there's not going to be a lot of value. And I hate to say it this way, but the Trae Young's game isn't changing at this point. The gist on Trae Young isn't changing. Trae Young can't really necessarily change his narrative at this point. That's why when you saw reports, and again, I don't know how necessarily true these were, but he had an interest in the Celtics and the Lakers and the Timberwolves and those teams and the Kings, and those teams just reportedly just didn't want him because, again, we've seen what Trae Young can do around other star players, and it's not good as far as what we've seen so far.
Yeah. You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you like the guys that are coming into the Hawks, CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert, regardless if it's enough for Trey? How do you feel they'll fit into the organization?
Well McCollum's he's a hybrid guard, right? I mean, he's not a 10 assist a night guy. I think his career he averages like 3.5-4 assists a game. But he's a veteran player that's kind of he's just a guy that knows the league and knows how to get things done. And Kispert is he's actually the type of player that Dylan's talking about, except for the defense.
Right.
But he's a 6'7" wing player, big guy who is an elite 3-point shooter, and he's a quick release guy that can shoot it in a tight space. So scoring wise, you actually improve in from 3-point land and the bigger body guy that can take a contested shot. McCollum's defense, I will yield to Dylan on to talk about that, but I'll say this. I'm not going to say you exponentially got better defensively, but you also didn't get worse.
Addition by subtraction.
I think that's the best way to say it. I think maybe effort-wise, and I hate to put it that way because I don't want to say Trae Young didn't give effort on defense, but I think with CJ McCollum's stature and I think effort-wise, and again, him just being a little bit savvy veteran, he knows what he can and can't get away with on defense. So he's meh on defense, I'll say that. But I will categorize him as a reliable bucket getter. Like, if you need somebody who go get you a bucket, and he's not, I don't want to make any mistake about it. He's not the guy who was his running mate next to Damian Lillard when they were making Western Conference Finals out there in Portland and things like that. But he's still that guy who can get you a reliable 18 to 20 points a game. That's what he's been averaging over the past couple years here. Over there in Washington. And then Kisper, like you said, he's just a dead-eye three-point shooter. So I completely agree with both said. Offensively, I definitely think you upgraded by, you know, kind of a two-for-one type deal. Defensively, you more or less stayed the same.
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway for me is not so much Trey leaving or who's coming here, because I think the overall feeling I get coming away from this trade is it's TBD. Like, my feelings on it are TBD because of the cap room, because of the financial flexibility, because that you're reportedly looking to make other moves or want to make other moves this offseason, and you have the draft pick. Like, it's all TBD. It's exactly how I felt about the DeAndre Hunter move last year. It's like, you moved on from DeAndre Hunter. Did that make you immediately better? No. But was it giving you more flexibility moving forward? Absolutely. And that's kind of where I sit with this. And it's crazy that we're talking about those two guys in the same breath right now being former Atlanta Hawks, you know, based on their draft status. But that's just kind of where we're at right now. Like, I want to see what happens in the coming months that make me feel better or worse about the situation you just led yourself into.
Well, we will be talking about this all throughout the show today. Also today, you can join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast live from the opening day of the Atlanta Boat Show at the Georgia World Congress Center. They'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 as the largest and longest running boat show in the region gets underway. Coming up, we've only got a couple hours until this presser from Arthur Blank. What do we expect to hear? When will the roles be filled? We'll cover it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.